Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thanks for listening. People who are in need of the basic necessities of life need to know where to find them when they can't afford them. Food banks exist, obviously, in communities around our region. But one of them, the Talent Food Project, is in a tough place at the moment. A fire damaged the building that housed the Talent operation, rendering the food bank homeless. The situation is still unresolved after several months. Two reps from the Talent Food Project join us in the studio. Both are steering committee members. Judy Richards, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Jordan Pease, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Glad to be here.
A bit of a disclaimer first. I do live in Talent. My wife, Joy, is a pickup person for the food project, and you can guess who drives the car on pickup days.
Yes, yes.
All right. So having said that, how long has Talent had its own food project?
About since 2010, give or take. It started in Ashland in 2009, and we picked up in about 2010, and then so 14 years or so.
And for people who don't know Food Project, this is the Green Bag Project, which is kind of a regular thing.
Yes. Everybody who is part of the Talent Food Project or part of the Food Project uses green bags. And everybody who's part of that food project picks up food every even month on the second Saturday. So it's consistent across the Northwest here in Jackson County, lots of different places.
So in the months 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, you know on the second Saturday you're gonna put your food out.
Exactly.
In your green bag. Okay.
Yeah.
What is the baseline of people who depend upon it, Jordan? What's the general level of need in Talent in recent years?
As Judy was explaining, the Talent Food Project is one of several parts of the program called the Neighborhood Food Project, which began with the Ashland Food Project in about 2009. And so just as we were waiting to come in here, Jeffrey, I looked up on the website. There are 41 different food projects that exist mostly in the Northwest. They all follow the same model. And it's important that people realize if other communities that are not currently part of the Green Bag Program want to get involved, it's completely templated and turnkey. It's very easy for communities to start their own project thanks to the work that we did 14 years ago with the Neighborhood Food Project. So that website is neighborhoodfoodproject.org if people want to find out more, to either become a donor in their local communities that are already established or start their own.
Okay, neighborhoodfoodproject.org. I'll make sure we link that from our website.
Thank you.
At jeffexchange.org. And then so that tells us about how it works, but then what's on the receiving end? I mean, how has been the demand for food and Talent?
What's important for people to understand is the food projects themselves don't coordinate the distribution of the foods. They partner up with local food banks. In the Rogue Valley, it's mostly the Access Food Banks, which there are many scattered around the valley, thankfully. And then the food pantries themselves are the ones that coordinate and deliver the food to the donors, to the recipients.
All right, so what was the setup you had in Talent that you no longer have?
Right. In the basement of the old town hall, we has where we stored our food, and then the food was moved to the main level in that building, and recipients coming to get food would go to the back where the ramp is. There were carts, like shopping carts back there, that they then used to walk around, pick out the food they wanted. It's much more respectful to be able to walk into the pantry and pick up what you want instead of being handed a box that might have beans in it, which you hate, and the chances of you eating those beans are slim. So to be able to pick out the food that you want within reason is a much more respectful and efficient and just the best way to do that. So that's how that would happen. And then Tammy Wilder, our pantry manager, and her helpers, and they vary some. Sometimes we partner up with Talent middle school kids, and once in a while we'll have some Phoenix high school kids. But mostly Tammy has a group of adult volunteers, and they would then put everything away back into the basement.
And that was how often?
So that's once a week, mm-hmm. On Thursdays.
Mm-hmm. And then so let's talk about what happened at Town Hall then, and apparently not in the section you were in, is that right?
Well, as far as I know, maybe you know more, Jordan, but it was an electrical fire of some kind. The building didn't burn,
right.
But there was extensive smoke then and water damage, and hot enough to damage the food, even if it didn't burn it up, and damage some other stuff that we had. And so... and it's not used. The space is not usable now. That building's not usable.
So, you've talked about the short term part. That was any of the food salvageable?
No, evidently not.
A lot of the fixturing and furniture was, thankfully. So we're ready to start up the operation again as soon as we're able to find some donated space for our new permanent home. The projects continue. Talent Food Project is continuing to do our pickups. We just finished one last Saturday, with thanks to Ray's Food Place and Talent for giving us a temporary place to do that pickup. One more thing I want to skip back to for people to understand the distinction between the food projects and the pantries. So the food projects themselves specialize in non-perishable food and personal care items, personal hygiene, toothbrushes and diapers and toilet paper and those kinds of things. But that's like picking up on the point that Judy just made, how people are able, recipients are able to come and go shopping like you would at a grocery store, take the kinds of things they need and want. Other places like Access are responsible for bringing perishable food, produce and fruits and vegetables and things. So it really is a gamut of food that people are able to get for free.
So the food project delivered a portion of what was available at the pantry.
Correct. And our goal originally was to keep the pantries full year-round. It used to be you get a pantry full on Thanksgiving and Christmas and then not so full other months of the year. So that every other month is a way to keep the pantry full. And I might add, we also had, I think, two freezers and a refrigerator, or the other way around, two refrigerators and a freezer that aren't usable anymore.
We are talking to the folks at the Talent Food Project about the fire that removed them from their old quarters in Town Hall in Talent and what they've been doing since. Judy Richards and Jordan Pease are our guests. You can join the conversation. If you have questions or comments, send an email to jx@jeffnet.org. Here again, my knowledge of the food project via my wife is helps out a little bit with the background. You did skip the June food pickup, but you resumed again, as
Correct.
You said the other day, Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, again, we're very thankful for the community support we've been receiving. So Jeffrey, since you're a participant, how easy this system is. This is the whole point of the Neighborhood Food Project, is to make it super easy for people that are concerned about food insecurity in their communities to do small things and be able to have a big impact by just simply leaving out a bag of food on their doorsteps that their neighbors can pick up and bring to the local food pantries. And it's just that easy.
And if you get a few extra things to buy from your grocery journeys over the course of the 2 months between pickups, it makes it pretty easy to fill that bag.
Right. You know, the other thing that happens is the sense of community. So when we have people like your wife and you bringing green bags that you've picked up to the drop-off, and we have other people there, and we've not been doing it recently, but we almost always have had goodies to eat and something to drink for our people dropping off green bags. And so there's a sense of community there, but there's also a sense of community in the town where we talk to people and our recipients, we get to know some of them. So this whole thing altogether helps form community in Talent.
So, yeah, and I did notice you mentioned earlier, Jordan, about Ray's supermarket and Talent giving us some space to work with to pull in a U-Haul truck, which is your temporary storage site. And then where did the food go from there?
Oh, thanks for asking that. We were very careful to decide where the food was to go during this interim period before we were able to find permanent facilities and Talent again. In that case, let me answer that in the way of how important it is the steering committees of the various food projects in the Rogue Valley and beyond, honoring the intentions of the donors to keep that food in their own communities, feed their own neighbors. This is the idea of Neighborhood Food Project. So in the case of last Saturday, we took a portion of it, I think about two-thirds of it, went to the Ashland Emergency Food Bank on Clover Lane, and the rest of it went to the First Presbyterian Church in Talent.
Phoenix. Yeah. Phoenix. Sorry, Phoenix. Jordan.
Okay. So there's nothing actually in Talent right now in terms of a pantry.
There will be soon. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Access will have a food truck we can use behind the new City Hall, and it will be parked back there. And Tammy, our pantry manager, will be working at getting that set up. And
So a truck instead of an actual building.
Correct.
Yeah, no walkthrough space. Again, we're talking to Judy Richards and Jordan Pease from the Talent Food Project about the situation with the food project losing its quarters due to fire at Town Hall in Talent. If you'd like to join us, it's jx@jeffnet.org. So nothing for a while then. I mean, since the fire, in terms of people being able to shop at a pantry in Talent.
True. But starting up, I think this next Thursday, the food truck is going to be there. Mm-hmm. Tammy will know, and I hopefully will get the word out. Well, Tammy's got a good system for getting the word out to recipients, people who need the food. Mm-hmm. They're the most important people to, you know where this is going to happen. One of our biggest needs right now, though, is a temporary food storage place in Talent where we can store food. We get about, on the average, 4,000 pounds every other month of non-perishable food.
Wow.
And I say on the average because it does vary. We get more in December and less in August, let's say.
Right. So the situation, Town Hall, and here again, a local connection. I was on the commission that restored that on its 100th birthday back in 1999.
Oh, wow.
So it's an old building.
Yeah.
And so it's not a quick fix for it.
No.
And you don't know at this point if you'll be able to take up your space again, or will you be able to?
Oh, we'll certainly find a space. There's no doubt about that. We just haven't put the word out big enough yet. That's why we're glad to be here and reaching your audience to ask for those kinds of generous people in the listening audience that can come forward and connect us with a permanent space.
Right.
It's not really that big of an ask. Of course, it's all related to nonprofits, so there's advantages there for people that want to donate some space to us. It's not even very much of an impact. We only do pantries only operate once a week, sometimes twice. So it's just a matter of somebody coming forward and helping feed hungry people in our communities.
This is the second small town food bank we've talked with this summer where there was not a whole lot of available warehouse space or the kind of space you need. Sprague River Bridge connection in Klamath County.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you guys because you were on here earlier. Have some good options appeared for you in Talent?
We're still working on it. We want to be in Talent. A lot of our recipients, they don't all have cars. They don't, they walk. So we really want to... We want to keep those people included, and that means we really need to be in Talent somewhere. So we're looking. We're confident we will find a place, really confident.
We've had a few offers. It just hasn't quite penciled out yet. Again, we haven't put the word out very big yet. This all happened very suddenly, and we're all volunteers trying to make the work happen. So it's exciting that this is going to flourish again in a new way. And again, thanks to Tammy Wilder for putting in so much work to make sure these hungry people get fed.
Right. Absolutely. We have a lot of enthusiasm for this project, or we wouldn't be doing volunteer work to help, this situation.
So is the space you're looking for temporary, or could it be long term? Do you know if you're going to be getting back into Town Hall when it's restored?
Don't know about that yet. Of course, would prefer to avoid a temporary space, just the logistics of moving and spreading the word about a new location. again, we have all the fixturing, the shelving and refrigerators and freezers we're able to be salvaged. So it's pretty turnkey to ramp up again as soon as we get some more permanent space. We'll take some temporary space, but that would probably just be a storage situation for the interim and the short term. But ideally, we want something like we had at the town hall there, a permanent storefront that people can rely on and know what the hours are and know how to get there. And emphasizing the point that Judy just made, the people that are needing this food can't travel very far. So we want to stay very local to the downtown Talent area.
Come to that point then, more specifically about the ongoing need in Talent. I mean, there were plenty of low-income families, but many of those families lost their homes in the Alameda fire, and those homes have not been replaced. So what's the trend line in the need for food in Talent?
There's still a need, and there are still people living there in different kinds of situations. And we have had a drop in people coming to the pantry since the fire. But we've seen a slow increase in that. And I want to just add, the City of Talent also wants us to have, to have a pantry in Talent. They're certainly supportive, and nobody has an answer right this minute, about whether we'll be back in the old building or what's going to happen.
All right, but it sounds like from what you're saying, Jordan, that the hardware did survive. So all your gear to make a food bank, but all you're missing is the food and a place to put it all. That's all.
Way to put a good summary on it, Jeffrey. It is that simple. We just need some space. We were currently operating in about 800 square feet was the basement of the city hall. So approximately that amount of space is what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Not a lot. Okay.
It's important to mention, too, we do have a small budget to pay utilities and those kinds of things. We just don't have enough to pay rent on an ongoing basis. So it wouldn't be a burden for whoever could step forward and donate us the space. To for us to pay insurance and okay. utilities and things.
A quick email from Peggy and Eugene. It seems like the food banks, which are wonderful, are geared to people who have access to cooking their food. Do the pantries help homeless people who might not have access to stoves, et cetera? I have about 20 seconds left.
Yes, we do. And we keep a stock and put the word out on our website of what we need, things that people can just put hot water in or can just eat as is without okay. any hot water or stove.
Peggy, thank you for the question. And thanks to Judy Richards and Jordan Pease from the Steering Committee of the Talent Food Project for the answers. Pleasure to visit with you here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Jeffrey.
Short break on the exchange. When we come back, we'll talk about Oregon's infrastructure. Stay tuned to JPR.